Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. The Asedani and Nisoni and Nidian Namau. I will yes, Damon. And I do, boy, help us tonight. Give us revelation. Give you the praise. Jesus' name. Amen. Clap these hands. Clap these hands. Hallelujah. How are you doing? We give God the glory for the lives of everybody in this place. It's a joy and a blessing to have all of you. We give God His honor and due for His faithfulness toward all of us. Can I hear you say amen? Now, I'm going to be very brief so that we can be able to, like I said last week, build up on our time and also be impacted and blessed by the grace of God, even as we are receiving tutelage and impartation, growing in the grace of God and in the might of God. Somebody say amen. Can I do a very quick revision of last Sunday? And then I will move on. I will, touch on Meruz. Just on Meruz. But before I do that, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The Bible said, the same therefore came to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we wish, we came, we require, we desire to see Christ Jesus. And then in Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 through to 36, the Bible said, take it to yourselves, ladies, at any time. Your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you, on our words, the Bible said, for us as sinners, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Allow me to read it in our language. Debi ba metu mpo firi mu se fidie wose saa nye mane beba woni atia saa si nani so timu nwa monsere da bia monya ho den ade adwane firi nye ma bebe nemu makuje na woni pa benem monya na monsere da bia monya ho den de adwane firi nye ma bebe nemu makuje na woni pa benem. This is profound. But on Sunday, the reason why I'm doing the revision is Judges chapter 5 and verse number 23. As a matter of fact, this particular city is mentioned only once in the Bible. And we had the privilege that when we visited the land of the Bible, we had the privilege from Mount Tabor, the Mount of Transfiguration, whilst we were on our route to Jerusalem. We happened to see a signboard that pointed to a bare land that was desolate as Meruz. Judges chapter 5 verse 23, the Bible said, curse ye Meruz, saith the angel of God, curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. And I took my time to read it in diverse versions. This one, the Bible said that curse Meruz, said the messenger of the Lord, utterly curse its inhabitants, because they did not come to the help of the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty. In another version, he says, put a curse on Meruz, says the angel of the Lord, a curse on those who live there. They did not come to help the Lord, come as soldiers to fight for God. Another version, this one says, curse Meruz, says the Lord's angel, curse double curse its people because they did not come when God needed them. Wow. Wow. They did not come when God needed them. They did not come. I mean, God needed them. Can you imagine that? That Almighty God needed them. I have seen many battles in the scriptures, and the people that were at war didn't even have to fight. I've seen battles in the Bible. The battle of Gideon, they didn't have to fight. The battle Joshua fought in Judges chapter 6 downwards, they didn't have to fight even that particular battle. The walls of Jericho did not come by the effort of human beings. It did not come down. The Bible said all they needed to do was to go round the walls of Jericho for the enemy to be confused and to think, what are they doing? You know, and so the Bible said that the enemy came to the point of mockery. They mocked them. We are talking about battle. You are going round walls. And on the day of battle, the Bible said, they went round 7 times. Interesting. They didn't have to do anything. Priests sounded the trumpets, and the Bible said, and the walls came down. Case closed. It was a battle they didn't have to fight. The battle of the rebellion of Korah, Abiram, Dathan, they didn't have to fight. Moses just had to say, who is on the Lord's side? And all the people of Israel came, except the children of rebellion. They joined Korah, Abiram, Dathan, and the rest. Immediately where they were standing, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them. Moses didn't have to fight. There are battles that I can go ahead and ahead and ahead that people, human beings, didn't have to fight. Yeah. The Lord said, why are you crying unto me, Moses? Tell the people to move forward. For the Egyptians you see today, you have to see them no more. You shall hold your peace and the Lord shall fight for you. In the battle of Jehoshaphat, the Bible said, the prophet stood, you know, and declared, fear not, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. Believe thou in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe thou his prophets, and you shall prosper. And so the Bible made an emphatic statement very clearly. And they arose in the morning, the Bible said, and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And the Bible said, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe thou his prophets, and you surely will prosper. As a matter of fact, when you read from verse number 18 downwards, he made a submission of the preamble of that particular battle. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Bible said, fell before the Lord and worshiped. In the 19th verse, the Bible said, and the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord. Let's go to verse number 15, and possibly I can point out the revelation. And he said, Hekin, a prophet came in verse number 14. A prophet just appeared with a word. The Bible said, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mataniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible said, in the middle or in the midst of the congregation. In the 15th verse, the Bible said, and he said, Hearken, O ye Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. The Bible said, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. Clear. The battle is not yours. So then, I'm asking, why is Meroz cursed? Why is he asking the angel of the Lord to place a double curse on the people of Meroz? That he did not come out to help God. I will explain it, don't worry. Verse number 24. The Bible said, No, I don't know where you are. I didn't quote any scripture. I am still in Jehoshaphat. And right now, in verse number, I think I'm now in verse 16 or 17 or something. I'm not too sure. Yeah. And you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand still. You walk with a catch from there. You don't need to put it in GNT. Look at how he puts it. He said, you do not have to fight in this battle. Just take up your positions and wait. And you will see the Lord give you victory. Don't do anything. Just take position. The modern day Christians have missed position. Appear, I am missing your position. Obey anywhere within a hole. The people will put you in a position. You need to be in a position. They don't care. But make sure you are in a position. You can bleed. You can cry. You can scream. All that is allowed. But the only thing that is not allowed is to go out of position. They will make sure. The nurses have a gynecological table. And parts of the gynecological table, they have some kind of stance they call the lithotomy stance. They put your leg in the lithotomy stance and it has a locker. They lock your leg. There is a reason why they lock your leg. Because the pain can make you mad. Pain, it may not bother them. This is why when you treat your wife bad, the curse of Meroz come on you. Everybody say, I'm sorry. That is one statement you must learn how to. That is one statement you must learn how to. Africa Mema. I don't think it should be. A man that is filled with the Holy Spirit come back and, you know, kneel down and cry and say sorry. Willingly. Sincerely. Honestly. Middle man shedder. Man shedder. Daddy and CDM, the anchor. Don't say that. Akwebi ane yere wu okolibu nu okoho. Na di yini suki keo si minsu me pa cho minsu. Minsu me pa cho minye sebi. E di yinze unu na kika. Ya winye sebi. Winye sebi. Ya winye bi. Winye bi mzese. Abra wabaye jina ho. Winye bi mzese. Catching the jaisu and genetrum. Namin ye beau dear. Fanoto. Put the scripture back before you take a seat. Look at this. He said, you don't need to fight in this battle. In NLT, listen to how he puts it. The Bible said, you know, but you will not even have, you will not even need. There is no necessity to fight. Take your position, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. Come and see what the Lord can do. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. I'm living in a generation right now where discouragement is very high. The kind of discouragement going on right now is not only church members. Sweetie, pastors are discouraged. Leaders are discouraged. There are things that can hit you. You feel like giving up. I'm serious. Except hypocrites who don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, they are strong. This one, it was a strong one. It can hit you. Hit you and take you off road. Well, there are many people standing here. Your prayer life is in the jungle right now. People who can't pray anymore. Cannot believe God anymore. Cannot serve God anymore. Cannot love God anymore. Because they are discouraged. And here, if the Spirit of God does not strengthen and empower you to stand, hear me, you are going down. I'm serious telling you. You are going down. Nyame, one count, one wow, one sumu. Me say, you are going down. The terrain is now rough. Very, very rough. The thing now, the kind of attacks and challenges that we are dealing with, say, is not attacks that I don't have money kind of. No. You wake up and you are not happy. It's not money. You have money, you have everything, you are the Lord. You wake up, you are not happy. You wonder, where is this feeling coming from? Which feeling is this one? You pray in tongues, it doesn't pray in tongues. You sing hallelujah, it doesn't sing hallelujah. You don't feel like it. Especially when the preacher is preaching and he's preaching about heaven and salvation. As a matter of fact, some songs. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Jesus is here. There are battles. You don't need to just stand still and see what God can do. And then when he had said that, he said, go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. Now take your seat. Put our theme for today on the screen. Hallelujah. When you look carefully, Jesus, when we started this year, I talked to you and I was saying to you that he said, Esther, that I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose shall be loosed. So here he was talking about, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. I want to take my time and talk to you about the keys of the kingdom. So Esther, when you look at when he said, Apostle Paul's writing, when he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might be able to grow thereby. Desire the sincere milk of the word. Anybody that comes to Christ and begins to feed on the grace of God feeds on the milk. They begin to feed on the milk. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye might be able to grow. Okay, let's put it in the different version because, and let's go. The Bible said, like newborn babies, always thirsty for the pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking, you know, I miss a very profound word. Let me go back and pick it. And the word is be like newborn babies, always thirsty for the pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking it, you may grow up and be saved. Grow up and be saved. You will grow up, Mrs. Akpabli, and be saved. Grow up and be saved. You cannot be born again for 10 years and still remain the same way you came in. You have heard the gospel. You have repented. You are baptized. The Holy Spirit lives in you. The word says in Matthew chapter 28 verse number 19. Yeah, that now we should tutor you. We should teach you. We should teach you. Now teaching, kingdom apostolic in-depth teaching is very necessary for your growth. Your spiritual growth. And here, we are not only... a lot of people think that Christianity is only spirituality. No. Today, let me talk to you on seven dimensions of Christianity. Seven dimensions of the Christian faith. That since you came into Christ, you have to grow in all these seven areas. The one you know and the one you always talk about is spiritually. So number one, spiritually. You need to grow spiritually. You should be able to, you know, build up yourself in the spirit. Jude 1 and verse 20, the Bible said, dear beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. There is a building up of yourself. And I was saying the other time that building up yourself in this particular context is just like exercising in the gym, or getting up in the morning and going on your morning exercise, or, you know, jogging, or anything that you may do to keep yourself fit. It's just as this. The Bible makes a very solid reiteration. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14 and verse number 2. The Bible said, he that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So the moment the person goes like, he has just gotten the key to open and unlock mysteries. Right now, whilst I'm standing here, I say, Migrege Vrendom Ragaziba Atumre and the Gavido Koshkaya. You don't understand what I'm saying. Even me, I don't understand. It is my spirit. The Bible said in Job chapter number 32, I think from verse number 6, the Bible said, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of God gives them understanding. Yeah, go get that verse for me. Whether it's verse 5 or verse 7, or you know, there is a spirit in man. Verse number 8. Job 32 and verse number 8. There is a spirit in man. And I heard a very funny teaching that has been going on around the continent of Africa that says that your spirit is the Holy Spirit. Your spirit is not the Holy Spirit. Your spirit can never be the Holy Spirit. How can your spirit be the Holy Spirit? You call that spirit the Holy Spirit. Your spirit is the Holy Spirit. How can your spirit be the Holy Spirit? The Bible said there is an amalgamation in this verse. You have a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Same thing. God is a twin. You are also a triune being. You are a tripartite being. Three in one. Spirit, soul, body. Duty, why I born again? All these things. Your spirit. The moment you become born again, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your spirit. Mixed together. So if Jesus say, I and my Father are one, he knows what he's saying. My spirit and the Father's spirit has now become one. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit does that. So John 15, he talked so much about the Spirit of God. John chapter 15, he talked so much about the Spirit of God. I will not leave you orphans, but I will send the Spirit to you. You know, and when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall lead you into all truth. He is a teacher. He's a divine teacher. Yeah, he's so much of a divine teacher. Where are you, my darling? You know, when the Spirit of truth is come, the Bible said he will guide you. He will lead you into all truth. As a matter of fact, he started talking about the Holy Spirit in chapter 14 and came into chapter 15. You know, he even called the Spirit of God a comforter. And then he called the Spirit of God a divine teacher. And he called the Spirit of God the paracletos, the paracletes, the advocate. Yeah. And then he, in the Greek, he calls the Holy Spirit Hagnos Pneumaticos. Yeah. The pure Spirit of God. Yeah. And then in the Hebrew, he calls him the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. Yeah. The Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't serve God. Nobody can please God without the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that diverts and, you know, builds and helps your infirmity and grants you grace to grow. Am I talking to you? Yeah. To be an Wababa for Christ Jesus. I think I need to run in the Christian corner. You know, kingdom, apostolic, you know, new reality, in-depth teaching is important. So that the man that is born again, the woman that is born again, is going to be sharpened. So then, I can boldly say, Nana, that there are many people in church and the Holy Spirit does not dwell in it. Oh, I can boldly say that. The Holy Ghost can never be in you and you sleeping in your boyfriend's house. It can never happen. It can never happen. So give me the verse that says, and when he comes, he shall guide you or lead you into all truth. Entronim. Entronka. He's a pure spirit. Holy Spirit. A spirit of truth and holiness. On a guiding path. How be it when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, let's read this in GNT. He says in the Good News Version, listen, he said, when, however, the Spirit comes who reveals truth about God, he will lead you into all the truth. He will not speak of his own authority, but he will speak of what he hears, and he will tell you of things to come. And so the Spirit of God can do whatever, whoever is speaking, I will need your silence. The Spirit of truth, when he comes, he is going to be the guide. The guide. The Spirit of truth. No, Kure, tell them for me, sir. The Spirit of truth, the guide, divine teacher. Don't make that decision. Drop that friend. Drop that contract. Guide. Turn down that offer. If I tell you offers that came to the table and the Holy Ghost said no. Sometimes you can be rebellious and take the offer and the Spirit of God will go behind you and block it. Block it! Sometimes you are just about bringing the wrong man to the altar. Holy Ghost will find a way and just disconnect you. I like the way you are staring at my face. Nyaminim said, "Be your how." I'm telling you, "Be your how." I have heard the death of one of the young boys who stood as one of the finalists of the National Science and Maths Quiz. I don't know details about the death. I want to take my time and then get the details. Well, then I can make comments decisively or prayerfully about it. but such a brilliant young boy, a scholar, gotten scholarship to go abroad to go and study. And when I look at the young boy lying on a stretcher, one of our pastors sent a video of the boy vomiting blood. Abruchiri. Ah. Abruchiri intin magumbi. I'm going to say something that I needed more than all of you. Who saw me no pepi am Lucia Zumu video? Mi jinai min fili sumfo bite. Awo mo chain. Me ya rough me to fit you. I'm telling you, we are rough. That will be the end of you. I'm talking to the wise only tea as MDB. It's not a joke. We are rough. We tough him. I'm sorry, Bill. So the Holy Spirit can't. Sometimes your child can even get an opportunity, and the Holy Spirit will say, don't allow the child. A man in go. And sometimes it will feel like, Holy Ghost will direct and guide you. I want to ask you a question. When was the last time the Spirit of God spoke to you? Anytime I ask this question, people are thinking that the Holy Ghost will speak into your ears. There are 22 ways, according to Bible prescription, how God speaks to a man. Let me mention 5 to you. A dream, 1. Vision, 2. Trance, 3. Intuition, 4. Prophecy, 5. I have mentioned 5. But the Bible talks about 22 ways by which God communicates to people. One of those ways is discernment, the spirit of discernment. Everybody sitting here needs that spirit. To know why that guy has suddenly become your friend. To discern, to know. Adena boy ye tu atare me prekopesa. I want to know. I'm telling you. I just said to you that what I told you, I needed more than you needed. Praise God. And so he's saying that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will lead you and guide you. The word guide is very dominant and very important here. Remarkable, he said. He will guide you into all truth. Very similar like 2 John chapter 2, verse 27. 2 John 2, 27. That's right. Bring it up. Okay, let's try 1 John 2:27. Good. 1 John, so correct your notes, please. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teacheth you. And this is one of the most misinterpreted verses of the scriptures. That people can say, I don't need a pastor, I don't need an evangelist, I don't need a prophet. The Bible says that nobody has to teach me. The anointing itself will teach me. This is one of the scriptures that people will say, this is the reason why I don't go to Bible school. The Holy Spirit himself will teach me. But turn this into maybe let's try and then I will. The Bible says, as long as his spirit remains in you, you do not need anyone to teach you. For his spirit teaches you about everything. Another version, he says in this one, he says, but just as his anointing teaches you, giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit about all things, and it's true and it's not a lie, and just as the anointing has taught you, the Bible said, remain in it. Another last version, possibly, I read this one, and the Bible says clearly, you don't need any of their so-called teaching. Christ's anointing teaches you, you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and him, uncontaminated by a single, and him uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were thought. Now, in this version, maybe this version introduces something that will begin my explanation in what you were taught. In what you were taught. In what you were taught. By who? What content? Emphasis? Message? And then it takes me right into Jeremiah chapter number 3 and verse 15. The Bible said, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they will feed you with knowledge. Malachi chapter 2 from verse number 7. The Bible said, he said, the priest's lips shall keep knowledge. The priest's lips must keep knowledge. And they that seek the law at his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts. And then he goes further and said to that, he said, but that ye have departed from the, go to verse 6, and the main cause is in verse 6. He makes it, he said, the law of truth was in his mouth, iniquity was not found in the mouth of the priest. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from their iniquity. This is the priest of God. Romans chapter number 13, verse number 1. The Bible makes it. He said, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained by God. So from verse 5, he said, whosoever, he said, wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience. In verse 6, he says, for this cause we pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually unto this very thing. And then in verse 7, he says, render therefore to all them their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, and fear to whom fear is due. He is talking about, his messengers that he will send to you. He said to Lazarus, he said, they have the prophets and they have Moses, on earth. Let them speak to them. If somebody goes from here, they will not believe it. Therefore, in this end time, God has given certain graces out unto people to speak his intentions and his mind to his people, guiding them, grooming them, and all that. Just like Jesus said, teaching them all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you even unto the end of the age. The Bible said, let the elders that rule well be counted of a double honor, especially they that labor in word and in the spirit. Let the elders that rule well be counted of double honor, especially they that rule in word and in spirit. Whilst I was teaching the other day, and I was telling, First Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted of double honor, especially they that labor in the word and doctrine. Have you noted Galatians chapter 6, verse 6? Galatians 6, 6. He said, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches the word. Another version, look at this. He said here, if you are being taught the Christian message, you should share all good things with them that teaches you. And so on Father's Day, I quoted, you have many instructors, but you don't have many fathers. But with the gospel, I have begotten you. I have become a spiritual father, Paul said. The other day, he said, the people I preach to are proof of my ministry. I want to use this opportunity to grow thereby. Desiring the sincere milk of the word, that you might be able to grow. I've been telling you, I'm here for 20 years. I must see fruits. So 7 dimensions of Christian life. Number 1, spirituality. You have to grow. And so Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he said, now concerning spiritual gift, verse number 1. Concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Let's turn this into GNT, make it simple for God's people. He said, now concerning what you wrote about the spiritual, the gifts from the Holy Spirit, I want you to know the truth about them, my friends. So he went further and said, he said, you know that while you are still hidden, you were led astray by many ways to worship lifeless idols. And then he goes further. I want you to know that no one is led. Let's jump to verse 6 and pick it from there. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God that gives the ability to all for their peculiar or particular service. He goes and say the spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. And then he say the spirit gives one the message full of wisdom, while to another person the same spirit, you know, I think I'm so used to King James now that I'm turned back, you know. For one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit. In the verse number 9, he said, to another faith by the same spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same spirit. And then in the verse 10, another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another the discerning. You have become born again. By now, you must be manifesting all these gifts. By now. Not Kufiutru. You. The Lord is telling me there is an accident going to happen at Amasaman. We should pray. I want to see that gift. Yesterday, there was an accident. A car, articulated truck, burned at Sapiman Junction. Inflamed, burnt to ashes. Now you knew people had no sorry, no account. Soon, me men who said, "A dear be Baba Baba is you Congo." Enye bajiri bajiri di na amode wagana hanu. Enye no one sem na mekam. No, I'm not talking about the nonsense we are dealing with in this country. Real stuff, real stuff, real stuff. You must grow spiritually. Number 2, mentally. Uba be Christo ni na wansue nyansa ohoye me mama. Because Christ is wisdom. So Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe. Repent and believe. Repent ye and believe. It was the same message John was. Repent and believe is change your mind. It's a mindset. Your mindset. Wouldn't me and ba mama for Christ Jesus and santana dade ni musa. Your mindset has to change. A different new mindset. He said it in Romans chapter 6 verse 4. He calls it the newness of life. But in the Tree Bible, he calls it Adjinimu Fofroye. Adjinimu Fofroye. The newness of life. Once I build up on this, so spiritually, you need to grow. Mentally, you need to grow. And you say you're the Christian just to go to heaven. No. Yet today, January, Babesi, and Medeti, and 4th of July 2023. Yes, you may. Yakwa Jumana. Yakwaba. Uba Faka. Uri Kaba Yato Petru. Therefore, you need a change of mind. And not the day cut story, bitch, them, or they are in a buy normal poem. Nanaya couldn't do me, mamma, and I couldn't do programs. So the day cut story, normal dealing with. O baby, or new be chat to internet, so more and more chat, and Munkos and chat. Money among us in Japan to go to chat. City Pan and Chas, whoever them is, who are watching, who are watchers, who are what damn you don't know. So what be ye? Omo chate ya. The person say I'm a prison officer. I'm at Kufuridia. Did they tell me? And they said that the lady, after some time, the gentleman said, "Gee, I'm coming watch him send me 100 Ghana. I need 2 weeks of the son send me 100 Ghana. I'm with him, Mexico. One big sign. One huge sign. So, when your papa. Men, I'm catching. Bema, pa. Since we're near our TV, it will be the Mexico. I like, send them 100. Send no 100 and find it. O meti di ayi, then send no 100. O yendi ba alonuku. Send no 100 for what? The o meti ayi, send no 100 amari ayi. O na achichiri envelope di ba oba and wakacha say, "Hi babe, thank you so much." O ti yemi chiri. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sister, no, oh, wow, I feel you need 200 could be whole from that crow. Wow, prison officer, my friend, who are him, my back crowd, the mouth surprised. The mouth surprised only maybe I'm to change me feel by went and slept with that lady. Went away, Okushima, went to a friend on for, yeah, so you know, I've missed my cycle for the month. Menyem, Michelle, no kufudi yaho, so ko yuena de ne kokache nse ni abe ni ye. Oko yen was in shira suma. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. Jimmy! Jimmy no mua! And it will shock you that, sorry, Yamekai, there are women sitting in church who have these stories. How can a daughter of Zion be a fool? Change your mind. When we are courting and we are in our courtship process, you don't cook for a man. For two dream. You don't wash for a man. Found by my cross or bewaro. In sin a draw so da. Just wawaro. Kaku sini ni ema pe papu chidi ni eme mu nwe dunya ni siho. Na I said, yeah, you know, and then maybe the weekend. Who be the weekend? Who be the weekend? Who basu be the weekend? Daughter of Zion! This is what makes you a total Christian. Mentally, change your mind! Changing your mind back when you manage, you know, one thing that can make me know that you have really changed your mind. In your case, you know, because you're busy and you know, don't do it. One way I can know you have changed your mind, Psalm 4 verse 4. I say, "Mubufua, munya bone. Mubufua, ma munya bone." Put it in my language. In my language, he said, "Mubufua, munya bone." I like this part. Na munye kum. Babu se kumu yen kumu kumu ye wanebre na kasa nzu wanebre adiye mi onma yemu yemuwa yem yeniano ukune tufu en kasa igno silence you don't know is a very powerful weapon. Ayo bibi no song kasa. Can you imagine say a husband goes to see a wife cheating with another man and decide not to talk. But so I know I brief us as you go, well, be slow brief us. You will fear brief us. Just, it's a weapon. Do you know, you politicians, you ain't what be here, it's needless. Maturity goes with silence. Any pay the only dangerous. Wouldn't name the organ, wouldn't name the winning to him. So, na mwenye kum. Mentally. Number three. Financially. Utie Yesu parables awayeya. 45% of the parables of Christ were fiscal or financial parables. It wasn't because Jesus was placing much emphasis on just money. No. Jesus was rather placing emphasis on value. Value. Not money. Value. Utie mi wunu said ya usombo mamia. Then I don't know why I am in a relationship with you. I was some book. You must be dear to me. Any relationship that is a selfish relation, all the time you want yours, it won't work. Sometimes you need to think about the other person. Akufio Drodede is sacrificing too much for you. This girl is breaking her back for you. She cooks, she washes, she manages your life, and he thinks for you when you are not thinking for yourself and all that. She sleeps with you, she whatever, all these years. And then you are still being selfish. I love you, I appreciate it. But are you asking yourself, what can the same be a walking can? Why ye be a manuana? It is a question. So then you have to be considerate. Financially. Let me see what I said. What is here? A one job. We here in Fanyari. What is it? Because I'm talking about two kinds of wealth. Depreciative wealth. Like your clothes, your shoes, your car is depreciating. Your jewelry, you're all depreciating. Appreciative wealth, like land, properties, like gold, like diamonds, and all stuff like that, precious minerals or metals. Which one is it? Who a car for? Who knew her? Oh, when you jab it me, atomuka, and they see on the tremble with speed. A trouble with speed. If you are holding an iPhone 14, be mindful that 15 is just by September. I have the latest iPhone. They are just preparing to launch the new one. Uto with the 20,000. Do you have another 20 in September? So your depreciative work. Sikadawa sena wo. Besini bisa. You call lockdown and who is a Christian fool be bring up serious. Lockdown! Ekom! If you are so focused on the pastors beg, Nanel Kufuado, Your Excellency. What you are sorry, you're back on the 10-10. Why? BMI. 10 people, 10 people. I didn't come near the years, I know. I didn't come 10-10. Why not? There are bills to pay, and they didn't know how to pay it. How are you growing? If you should, when you're in for summer, if you cannot work anymore, what will you do? How will you survive? Sister, I'm telling you. The fact that you pray in tongues doesn't mean that, hallelujah, spirit, you go heaven, no money, no. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's souls. By the time that your children are grown to be 21, my father, Reverend Stanley Mensah, was telling me that he gave a car as a gift to her daughter on Sunday after the wedding on Saturday. I said, wow, Papa, thank you. Salasi is thankful. And then she said to me, because Salasi gave her a car as a seed to one of her pastors. So Salazi didn't have a car for a long time. Can give a car as a seed. The father said, no, I will buy you a new one. You, the more you have, the more you can disseminate. And so one writer said, without accumulation, there cannot be benevolence. Omo abua no no. Omo neti mi ko yosu children so no mo di biya ko che. Undi bibi abua no. Nyeskan we dinina, nyeskan we dinina. O chen se ne salary bi motia salary ni nyamai we rie no. Salary am I ko yi welfare. But some more mama salary advance. Who do you have here? What are you using it for? Are you a Christian? Christian in India and India are growing financially. Growing financially. I'm bringing my message to a close. Listen to this. Number four or five. Number four, influentially. I realize that the body of Christ is not influential enough. How many born again Holy Spirit Christians are what is it called? How many born again Spirit filled people are in cabinet? They are making laws for you Christians, and there are no Christians there. What a waste! How many born? I'm not talking about this Koliko Christianity, no. You know, honorable, you're quite sorry, but you didn't want to say, no! What's some gin and jammy and cousin? That may be so honorable, but I can't say, Kumase, Fui, as a, and I want my own first wife. I'm the first one. Not just a second, oh, the third one. Anu ya no ware ne third one. Mumtu asa. Menyamu muna blame mo. I blame married women. Instead of treating your husband as a king. Obisu, you're ready to do all the things you are not ready to do. Hi, babe. Hi, sweet. Are you at work? You eating lunch? You okay? Everything good? How many people, how many influential people? Say, see, I'm the infant and say, somebody have seized our land and I'm looking for an influential person to help us. Can we find them in the house of God? Your influence isn't quite. But your case will be a Christonia or your influential. When Elijah or Elisha asked the woman, should I speak to the king for you? She said, no. I dwell among my own people. I am a woman of influence. I speak to the president myself. I don't need your connection. I went to a restaurant. It's a Ghanaian local dishes restaurant. The woman has so many awards. And then she took me to where the awards and, you know, took me around the kitchen, her office places. And then she said to me, there is no president from President Rawlings, no fourth Republican president who has not eat in this place. There are visiting presidents that have, anytime they come to eat in my restaurant. Fufu Benku Banji MPC Brodie Menke MPC Akau and Kenny, all that. The things that normally you can buy in the market. He said in my restaurant. What's it mean? I'm not you mind. This is what I do. The woman is simple. I'm talking about or your barber or your price or any. Amazing woman. Woman of influence. I'm asking, I mean your tears is here. How many people can just say, bring your passport to me? Ochina, meet me at the airport. We are going to America. Take my passport only. No supporting documents. And take it to the American embassy. This is my boy. Give him a visa. We want to travel tomorrow to America. But do you know there are people who do that without any supporting documents? Without Kofa Webra. There are people who can send you to the bank and they can release up to about 300,000 Ghana cedis for you without check. And we'll be 200 Ghana could you now I see signature. Oh, nonsense. influence. Stand to your feet, let's close. We continue next. Are you clapping? Hallelujah. Asidani naya wode Jesus. Ayeyi ninaya wode. Asida Yahudi o Asida Ji Ayi Onyamini awayo, onyamini, come on, yeah. Hasida nina yawudi, yebeka. Yababo wudi omurata da 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 akuchami Yamini awayo yami Yabeka Jesus Yababo Yababo Udi Da 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 Akucha muni Uni mabangazi Onyamini Yawayo singe Oya Hasida Nina Yabutichi Yebeka Sing it Jesus Yebebo Uti Oburata Da 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 Put your two hands on your heart and tell the Lord, let me grow. Let me grow in Christ. Let me mature spiritually, mentally, financially, influentially. Yeah. Let me grow up, increase my capacity. I want my capacity. Oh my God. I want my capacity to increase. Commit your life. Let me hear prayer ascending to the throne. Can I hear prayer rising to the throne? Rika taka vere koshka. Pripa domra andis. Zula kateba de kafedeka. Oh, raise your voice. Bida kadino tanamanaka. Rabadabadabaha. Lift it up. Shantu mrigadas. Vrakanna mra andekadesh. Pariyadadadava tiyarorosh. Sudadadadada. Yay! Obi. Shante. Gabadaba antidede. Vrabadaba aski. Shadadadada. Diyanamanta. Vrianto mrakas. Priyato mrakesh. Pariyantinaka. Frindo mrakes. Pariyakotanada. Can I hear your voice? Hey! Want you to bring all your plans and your aspirations and your expectations and your vision and your purpose. Bring it before the throne of God. 1 minute of prayer. Lift your voice in prayer. God is able to help you, to guide you, to groom you. God is able to navigate your steps, order your steps. Can I hear you? Yeko Marakish. Can I hear you? Hey, my Lord. Hey, my Lord. Hey, my Lord. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God. Feel your people and guide them. Show us the way. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Tia la la la. Ria gozambrande. Can I hear your voice? Spirit of the living God. Ruach Elohim. Paracletos. Zantum Ragesh. Spirit divine. Mighty spirit. Excellent spirit. Glorious spirit. Parian Tudagash Ria Rerea Parian Tudder Zianabadaka Parian Tudre Shadiadadada Parios Kesh Holy Ghost Spirit of God Tiademantosh Parian Tudre Hallelujah. Our last prayer, we come against every demonic stand against anybody within this commission. I declare no weapon formed against you, your children, your spouse, your income and your outgoing. There is no blatant demonic assault that can prevail against your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on, lift up prayer. We antagonize every plot and arrow, every snare of the wicked and of the fowler. I declare powerfully by the grace of Almighty God. Shanto! Can I hear prayer? Shut it. Run!
No weapon formed against you. Soak you in the blood. Santo, hey. Hallelujah. Can you lay your two hands on your heart? Let us pray. And anybody who you feel you have gone astray from the grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, He is a loving spirit that will still engraft you back into the family of God. You want to accept Jesus Christ, talking to you online and talking to people here, to accept Christ as your Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want Him to restore the joy of His salvation and renew a right spirit within you, a right hand, and your two hands actually are on your heart. Say, "Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God." And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will strengthen your people and aid them and guide us and lead and help us in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. I give you thanks because you have begun a good work. And surely you will also accomplish. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Pick up a Thanksgiving offering. Those of you online, you will see all the details on your screen. You want to honor God, He will also honor you. I pray in the name of Jesus to favor your children and be gracious unto them as never before, in Jesus' name. If you have any pledge from last week you want to bring, you can also do that. May the Lord bless you. Sing unto the Lord. Come and engage the altar of God.
Jesus. Praise to Tower, praise to Tower, me to say, yeah, me to
fully. Guys online, let me use the opportunity. Thank you for coming to join us for tonight. The Lord bless you. Share into the spaces of all your friends and let them hear the word of the Lord again. Tomorrow on the same page, 5 a.m. to 6, we are on. Don't miss. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' precious name. Say amen. Something I'm forgetting. I don't think so. The Lord bless you. All right, your two hands are lifted. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Whilst my father comes to close the service. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord.
Father, we are grateful to you tonight. Asampa betimi ama oma etimi enwini na urade wo kirekire yi. Father, we want to grow. We want to grow into the stature of Christ our Lord. We want to be like him. Anunti na nanwumre ya betena wona na ase. Sani asuafo na tena wona ase na wo kirekire wo no. Sara na wode ya ba sa enwo bo po isu sa wo kirekire yi. Yesrawsa mayakoma ebetimi ama yati wasem atum na ya nanti asem no mu ni aye asem no yefo sebe ya babia ye nam bia no ni pepe hunu se ye wo chidifo ampa anyumre ye da wase ema wa kwa wasiesie no a wasabre yi awurade ochirekire wo ma kan sempa no o tumi ni ahoden so e bompa ye ma no ani na busu nyina se kwosu siesie no na kwosu sha ne den kwosu sha ne ma mangosira ni noso enchirachira ho omo na nya kese na da bia ye besia bia no watimi a chirachire ama yensu yetimi anyini efra dum akọ adum ene mi se awurade obetie yen efisa ye opese ye benyini and unto Yadawasi. Adumuninti. Amen. Jesus Christ.
Catch it, Yere. Catch it, and say, what tune is he, Pumun? And Crawford be your mother. What tribe a juke? Am I now sent me home for chance? Oh, boy. A Adum be. Shut one for Adumin Jujurifer. Two, can you create the Kuno? Catch him, send Tronin, you didn't know a war furniture in the Ninja. Tell them the truth. Remember why not tell them it's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know. Chinese girls, Indian girls. They come on your profile and it's girl strange.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.